Isn't the given consultancy inconvenience allowances?
Inconvenience, don't worry, coach. Is it in your dumb account or in your Naira account, coach?
No, in a dollar's account.
No problem, coach. But you know you are owing me from the previous transaction.
I'm still owing you.
I'm very fine, sir. All right. Well, Abuja, that's the voice. That's the voice of the Nigerian national under 20 team coach. Coach, yes, you've seen the draws. Are you happy after the draws, where you have Mozambique, Senegal, and Egypt?
Yes, of course. It's not that I've seen the draw. Nigeria has seen the draw.
Yes.
And the issue now is, I know all eyes is on us, on the team, and on the NFL. But as I am with my little experience in the, at that level, I think with what I've seen from Wafu and what I've been monitoring from these other opponents, I think that will be the easiest group.
Whoa.
Of course. That's remember, we were in Wafu.
Yes.
And you know fully on record, and on paper. The Tunisian team have a better youth team than the Egypt. That's among the North Africans.
Okay.
And on paper, you know that Zambia are far ahead of Senegal. And on paper, because we test Zambia in 2007 in Canada. I know what we faced. I know what we went through before getting that group of 16, 2-1 against Zambia. You know fully that in Nigeria we play final with the Republic.
Yes.
The first 30 minutes we almost lost the grip of the game. But after the first half, we came back, changed, and we were able to get them to run them down. So that is why I'm saying that group C is the most difficult group. However, we are not going to take chances. We are going to approach every match according to the way it comes. You cannot underrate any opponent.
Yes, you cannot underrate.
You can't underrate any opponent.
Do you think your preparations is going according to plan?
In fact, since I deal with the NFF, I think I've never had a good profession like this one. Already, we are finished the first phase of our preparation for the Nations Cup. And the first phase already, we have a template. We have a headway on how to go about the second phase and the final phase.
Okay.
And I've submitted my program and other things. We have had a lot of discussions with the Federation President himself and the Secretary General, and they are ready to give me every cooperation needed. And one good thing is that for the first time for the player, the under 20 team, immediately after our 3 week camp, the players and officials were given their transport and even camp allowances at the
Coach, this is Shekere.
You are part of the system.
Yes,
the
I am.
All our camp allowances and even transportation were given to those players. 40 players. I mean, 45 players. We have said 40. But at the end of the day, from elimination by substitution, we continue at a point I saw about 70 players in the field. The following day we play the match and I drop about 25 for us to maintain that promise 40 that I promised this other federation. And at the end of the 3 week camp, we got our money, the 10 officers and 45 players. That is what we are looking for from the federation. What else?
Okay. Well, fantastic.
If you look at the game, like people that play, those players that play the last match against Benin, to close the camp.
Yes.
Look at the tempo of that match.
Yeah.
Look at the match against Natural. Look at the match against Mugi Tuari.
Yeah. I saw this game.
The first time National under 20, Nigeria under 20 is playing such caliber of match at this level of preparation. It has never happened before. Because of course, sometimes you have to take potential to get the best from the players. We are training for tournament, and what is a tournament is it's all about challenges. So we must play against proper opponents to see the level of potential of these boys. And as I'm talking to you now, the people that now resume by January, the last three matches of our preparation determine who will resume by January.
Okay.
Of course.
I don't understand. You're going to Vietnam to camp or something? I don't understand.
We are going to resume January.
Okay.
Precisely January 7th.
Okay.
to conclude the probation. After January ending, we will be moving out for our training tour. From the venue training tour, we now move to the competition venue. Mm-hmm. And after the last three matches, the outcome, the output of those last three matches of those players will not determine who comes back by that January in the final phase.
Okay, so where is the foreign camp? Where is it going to be?
No, the foreign camp, now we have options. It is either Spain, Morocco.
Okay.
We have these two options.
Because
then we'll go there, do our training tour, then from there, I mean, finish our matches, friendly matches, even invitational tournament if possible. Then we'll finish it there from there, and I will not enter Egypt for the tournament proper.
Mm. Because I understood that you were going to camp in Egypt before, you know, the draws, but I think that has changed now.
Not before the draw. We are going to camp in Egypt to acclimatize.
Oh.
We cannot go to Egypt and start coming back. And that is what I'm telling you. We leave Nigeria ending of January to either Spain or Morocco. They are still working out the modalities.
Hmm.
So look at what is the best option. Where is the best option? You know, administration. You have to be very flexible.
That's true.
You can create avenue for possibility. I mean, for inconveniences and things like that. So that is what we are trying to put our heads together with the federation. And thank God, the Secretary General of the Federation, Dr. Sanusi, is equally a certified coach. He knows what it takes. He knows what coaches want.
Now, coach, there are a lot of people listening to me now that are like, how am I going to play for the under-20s? How can a player make your team, you know, to the Nations Cup?
Abla, you have seen the team for now.
Yes.
And you see what the team did in Niger.
Yes.
And we are still going to some of those players that did very well in Niger, like the lack of Biji, the lack of Abdullahi Ahmed, the lack of Aleka that played from left fullback, the lack of Lawal Samson that played from attacking midfield. They are already in Europe.
Yeah.
And these boys are coming up to meet us automatically as professionals.
Yes.
Now, with what we have seen in that field, I think it's going to be difficult for someone now to come in and break through that thing. For now, it's going to be very, very difficult. One, you think of acclimatization. Two, you think of the adaptation to our tactics.
Okay, so as it is right now for this AFCON, it will be difficult for a player to, you know, break
particularly within the academy, or even the Premier League players. It's going to be very, very difficult, and exceptional situation.
What about foreign players born outside Nigeria that are listening right now?
I've said it earlier. Even the foreign-based players, some of them have just been recommended. I've watched some of them, I've seen some of them. I've seen the clip of some of them. Yes, of course, we need to report that team. Particularly, we need more experience from that centre-back. And then the attack, the top front. We need experience in those places. So even if these are coming to meet us, these are the areas we look for professionals to come and join us.
Okay. And what would be your target for the AFCON? To win or just to qualify first?
No. The first target is this step after step. The first target first is to first of all to qualify, just like the way we did in Egypt. After qualification, then the winning the trophy is just like a bonus. We want to come back at least in a respectful way. But the most important for us, first of all, to qualify for the World Cup. Then after the qualification, winning the trophy will just be like a bonus and maybe coming back with some respect.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much, Coach, for giving us this opportunity.
A happy Christmas to all the viewers and the listeners.
Okay. Coach, how are you celebrating your Christmas?
As usual. You know, yesterday I changed my name from Mohammed from Isa to Christopher. I'm enjoying my Christmas very well.
All right, thank you very much, sir. We totally appreciate it. Well, Abuja, that was the voice of Coach Ladamboso, President Nigeria Coaches Association, and also the head coach of the Nigerian National Under 20 team, preparing his team for the African Youth Championship for the Under 20 boys. You heard it right there. Nigeria has been drawn alongside Egypt, Mozambique, Senegal, and it's looking on paper like a tough group, and he says that is the easiest group. And he says, look at the group of Gambia, Tunisia, Benin, and Zambia. He says that is the most difficult group. And he says, come on, well, Nigeria is targeting qualification and then winning the trophy. They're going to camp in Morocco or Spain, you know, modalities will be concluded if you are not part of the team now, he says it will be difficult for you to make the team. But he also highlighted some areas where they still need experience. So here you have it, first hand on Football Frenzy. Need to go for a break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.